One, two, is this on?
And welcome to another bang.
Please, ban the basketball housewives.
Sad to see Dog the Bounty Hunter coming to an end.
Who the fuck? What the fuck? Why?
My comic book nerd brain cannot accept it.
That's the dumbest fucking premise for a show I've ever heard in my life.
Your quarterback should not throw to the opposing team's cornerbacks. It should be all
right. Yeah, that's betrayal right there. Starring Mark Sanchez. I trusted you, butt fumble.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Where'd you learn to talk like that?
TV! We talk TV! You talk some TV?
I talk some TV. And now the news. Don't touch that dial.
My George Kemosabe's your smashed up friend, soon like brand new with 90 day warranty.
And welcome to another exciting episode of the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-Double-G. And tonight I'm joined by my brother, the Adam Black.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
No Mr. Bant for no Leroy Jetstream tonight. But we have joining us tonight one of the co-hosts of the Cold Slither Podcast, Classic Material.
Evening, ladies. Or for better yet, Ba Weep Grana Weep Ninny Bong. It is great to be back on the Click Nation.
Thanks for joining us last minute.
Oh, not a problem.
And also host of the Classic Team Up.
Classic Team Up! Of which, thanks for mentioning that, of which you guys will be definitely future guests on the show. That's one thing I'm going to try to book you while I have you here. But yeah, I'm having a lot of fun doing that. Thanks a lot.
Nice. And what's the latest episode that's up?
Latest episode is with Howie Decker, the chief and, the editor-in-chief of Underscoop Fire. And it's called the SISM Cast. We talk about all kinds of stuff, including but not limited to racism, Jennifer Anderson, The Rock is, and all other kinds of great topics. It's lots of fun. Go check that out. Download it, cultsofthepodcast.com.
Available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Indeed.
Along with the podcast you're listening to now, the Click Nation Podcast. As I try to kill a fly. And of course, you can also listen to the Comic Book Chronicles podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio also. And make sure to go to our website, theclicknation.com, where you can find the various podcasts and comic book reviews and previews and news of the comic variety and also other things, movie, TV related. Go to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheClickNation. Follow us on Twitter @TheClickNation, youtube.com/TheClickNation. We're on Google+, search for TheClickNation. And we also have a The Click Nation community that you can join also. And if you ever want any feedback to be read on future shows, send that on over to theclicknation@gmail.com. And you can also find us on the comic-related website. They've been gracious enough to host some of our comic book-related podcasts when I send them over to them. And also shout-outs to popculturenetwork.com. So with all that out the way, the topic for tonight is going to be the 2013 fall TV schedule. A couple weeks ago, all the networks had their upfronts where they announced what new shows they were going to be debuting in the fall and also released their nightly lineups and also what shows were going to be canceled, even though I think that was announced earlier. But yeah, mostly new shows and what the schedule is going to be. So we thought it would be a good idea to discuss that on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can't go wrong with that.
Yep.
Never too early.
So, I guess, how did you want to start off, Adam Black? Did you want to start just, I guess, we could go night by night, or we could talk about the shows that were canceled first?
I say we just, we can talk briefly, I guess, about the shows that were canceled from the 2012 to 2013 season. We can go network by network real quick.
All right.
We'll start with the Alphabet Network, ABC. And stop me if you want to make any comments, of course, about the shows that were canceled. Not returning, 666 Park Avenue, show that had Vanessa L. Williams in it, about a possessed hotel. Body of Proof, which has been hanging in there for about three seasons. Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, which I actually did like that show. It was pretty funny.
I did too.
Family Tools, which, you know, basically didn't premiere until May. Happy Endings, which I know Tim's pissed about.
Yes.
How to Live with Your Parents for the Rest of Your Life. Last Resort, Malibu Country, which was that show of Reba. Private Practice, Red Widow, and Zero Hour. That's all from ABC. I never watched any of those really, besides Don't Trust the Bee and Happy Endings.
I did. I know Zero Hour only. Did they show three episodes?
Two before they got canceled.
Two.
Yeah, man. Then we go to CBS. CSI New York got canceled after a few years. Golden Boy, which was brand new. The Job, which I can't remember what that was about.
Which network are we on now?
CBS.
Okay.
That was American Reality Competition series.
Okay.
Made in Jersey. Partners, Rules of Engagement, which got to 100 episodes, which is awesome, and Vegas.
Nothing of consequence here?
Well, Vegas was actually pretty good. At first I thought this was kind of stereotypical, but it got better as the season went on. But once it got its order for the full season, it just, everything dropped out and the ratings dipped on it. And Rules of Engagement's been on for years, and my wife got me hooked into watching that because someone at work said I act like what's his name, Putty from Seinfeld. He's on there, and that they say, yeah, that's Rodney, so you gotta watch that. And it was actually funny. Now we go to the CW. 90210 got put out of its misery. And let's see, Cult, which has a very nice hot chick on there. Last name was Lucas. Emily Owens, MD, and Gossip Girl ended its run. So none of those shows I definitely didn't watch.
I used to, I watched one of the seasons of 90210.
Mm-hmm.
Just one season, and then I watched parts of the following season, but I think they changed the date, the night, mm-hmm. and time, and I think they moved it to Monday nights when wrestling was on, back when I actually used to care about wrestling.
Okay. Fox canceled Ben and Kate, the Cleveland show, unfortunately. Cops got canceled, but it's moving to Spike. Fringe ended its run early in the season. The Mob Doctor and Touch.
Oh, the Touch was that
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He's got to get back into training for 24.
Oh yeah, and that'll be that which will be coming out next year.
24, aka 12.
Yeah, it'll be 12. Instead of 24 episodes, it'll actually be just 12. Alright, NBC seemed like it had the most canceled shows. 1600 Pin, 30 Rock, Animal Practice, Deception, Do No Harm, Go On, Eyes with Kids, The New Normal, Office, Ready for Love, Rock Center with Brian Williams, Smash, Up All Night, and Whitney.
Community somehow didn't make that list.
Yeah, lucky you, sir.
I haven't even finished this past season, so.
Oh, you gonna just go back and look at them on Hulu or whatever?
I've got them recorded, so I just need to watch them.
Yeah. Now, are they keeping Community on because it can reach syndication after a certain number of episodes, or has it reached that already?
That's a good question. I don't think Community's gotten to the 100 mark yet. I think that's the mark where, you know, you get the most money or some crap. But I don't think Community's gone that far.
Yeah, and then William Bruce West on his site, check that out, williambrucewest.com. He had a TV cancellations post on there, and he mentions there that Community actually beat American Idol in ratings for the 18 to 34 demographic. For their season finale, so that's a good reason to keep it on TV. Although American Idol's not what it used to be, you know, it still pulls pretty good ratings. So to beat that out, you know, you want to keep that on your schedule at least.
Oh yeah,
and it's got quite a strong following.
Yeah, the online following for Communities, you know, is very, very huge, but it's just never translated to big time ratings. But those are our canceled shows. You know, it's hard. Unfortunately, I couldn't listen back to the episode when we were talking about the fall preview. But you know, so a lot of these, I wasn't really shocked at seeing them go.
Yeah, for the most part, what left should have left. Like, I would have liked Don't Trust the Bee and Happy Endings to stay, but the ratings just weren't there for them.
They shouldn't have put it on Tuesday nights. Tuesday nights is just too crowded.
Yeah, they figured they put it against the other hip comedies like New Girl on Fox.
Yeah, I remember channel surfing, and it seemed like the same shows. Like, you flip from New Girl, and then you go to ABC, and I'm like, wait a minute, is this the same show, or is this something different? Yeah, not knowing the cast of either show is kind of like, you know, they're putting that common show against each other. Mm-hmm. Never works out.
Oh yeah, and I was. Oh, go ahead, Tim.
I was gonna say, hopefully, Happy Endings makes it to TBS or USA.
Yeah, because I think USA they signed a contract years ago to air Modern Family reruns next year, and they're hoping that they can use if they can get Happy Endings, mm-hmm. then it will be able to be kind of like a bridge show or whatever, a brand new original, even though it's not that original for USA. You know, you'd have air Modern Family first and lead into Happy Endings or vice versa.
Yeah. So, okay, I can start getting caught up on Modern Family now in rerun form.
Mm-hmm. Comedies do better in rerun form anyway, so.
Yeah.
And I guess somewhere in this episode, I will do a 10 bell salute for all the shows that got canceled and pour out a little liquor. Well, classic, pour out a beer or whatever.
I got a light lager, so that's going to have to do.
But yeah, those are canceled shows from 2012 to 2013.
Now we can talk about each network's upcoming slate of shows and the times that they will be appearing on. Let's see, we can start with Sunday night. And yeah, we'll just start Sunday. We'll go start Sunday night and then go each hour or each 30 minutes and say what each network is going to be showing. So Sunday nights at 8 o'clock, ABC will be putting on Once Upon a Time, which I started watching a couple of those episodes, and I watched the pilot, and I like it, so I'll be, once I get signed up on Netflix or the Hulu, or whichever one is on, I'll probably start watching that regularly. Actually, season 1's on Netflix, and season 2, I think, is on Hulu. So Once Upon a Time on ABC at 8, CBS has The Amazing Race, Fox has The Simpsons at 8, and Bob's Burgers at 8:30, and NBC has Sunday Night Football.
And pretty much football will have me, when I'm not working, I'll be pretty much watching football for most of the night.
And at 9 on ABC we have Revenge, CBS has The Good Wife, Fox has Family Guy at 9, and American Dad at 9:30. And I guess I should say for NBC, it's just Sunday Night Football all through Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And ABC at 10 has a new series called Betrayal at 10, and The Mentalist is on CBS at 10. And Monday nights, starting with ABC, they have Dancing with the Stars at 8, and then at 10 they have Castle. CBS at 8 has How I Met Your Mother at 8, and at 8:30 a new show called We Are Men.
We Are Men.
Badly Men.
Fox has Bones at 8, and then at late fall they have Almost Human, a new show. NBC has The Voice at 8, and CW has Heart of Dixie at 8, which I'm surprised is still on.
Yeah.
Just because of how shows get canceled so quickly nowadays. I told myself I was going to try it, but I never did.
Is that the one with Reba McEntire sitcom?
No, that's the hour-long show with Rachel Bilson.
Oh.
That was Malibu Country that had Reba on it. That got canceled. That was on ABC.
Okay.
Even though that does sound like something Reba would be on, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, this has Rachel Bilson and what was Queen Latifah's boyfriend from Living Single?
Scooter.
Scooter.
I just looked it up. I'm like, hey, Scooter's in this show. Scott Porter and a few other people.
Yes. So let's see. At 9, CBS has two broke girls at 9, and at 9:30 a new show called Mom, and Fox has a new show Sleepin' Hollow at 9. I should have said earlier, NBC has The Voice from 8 to 10, and CW has Beauty and the Beast at 9.
I do want to go back real quick, Tim, talk about the new show that was on Sunday, which is the only new show, Betrayal. It's a drama show that will that is basically stars Hannah Ward or Hannah Ware, excuse me, as Sarah Hayward, a beautiful but unhappily married photographer who begins an affair with Jack McAllister, a lawyer for a powerful family, played by Stuart Townsend. Do you think it sounds like something kind of like Scandal or The Have or The Haves and The Have Nots, which is on right now?
I'd have to see like some commercials to hype it up.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it fits back to back with Revenge, you know, kind of Revenge, then Betrayal. Although that's probably a little backwards, but you know, that's a nice back to back lineup for anyone not stuck watching football. You know, if you're not into The Good Wife and The Mentalist or Fox, you know, I guess that's where all the soap opera watchers are gonna flock to ABC for that. Or if your team's not playing, you know, say you're a Cleveland Browns fan. Oh, shots fired. Sorry, Browns fans. I'm a Jets fan, so I'll probably be watching Betrayal with you guys.
No, the Jets will be on Sunday night somewhere along the line.
I'll probably be checking my fantasy scores or something.
Well, just as long as your quarterback knows that he's not supposed to throw to the corner, or your quarterback should not throw to the opposing team's cornerbacks, it should be all right.
Yeah, that's Betrayal right there, starring Mark Sanchez. I trusted you, butt fumble.
Oh, shit. It's going to be a good season.
Let's see. ABC at 10 has Castle.
Yeah.
CBS has new show Hostages for 15 episodes. And then Intelligence. Hostages, Intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Let's see. NBC has Blacklist at 10, which I watched a 5-minute long trailer for it that someone passed to me online a couple weeks ago. It looks kind of interesting. Has what's the dude from
James Spader?
Yeah, James Spader in it.
Oh yeah, I saw that too. That does look pretty promising.
Yeah, it seemed like they gave away the whole series, but that was all the first episode, and that surprised me. I was like, wow, this series is intense, but aren't they giving us everything? And they're like, oh, nope, that's just the first episode. Like, wow, I really want to see this now.
Basically with Intelligence, it follows a high-tech intelligence operative who is the first of his kind to find... to have a microchip implanted in his brain. Endowed with this technology and ability, he is able to access and detect anything and anyone, but at the expense of taking risk or breaking protocol in order to protect national security, prompting his superior to assign him a Secret Service agent to make sure he doesn't get out of line, or for that matter, into enemy hands.
Yeah, and that one's with Josh Holloway, aka Sawyer from Lost.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to get these Lost folks some shows now.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's gotta work.
I'm kind of interested in We Are Men. That looks like it could be funny, even though I think William Bruce West said it had has Jerry O'Connell in it, so how long is that gonna last?
Oh yeah, no, that was eclectic on his
side. Oh, eclectic.
Yeah, but it's got Tony Shalhoub from Monk on there. He's, I guess, the lead, so shouldn't be that bad.
This show, I've never heard of this guy, Chris Smith, but he's left at the altar, his character Carter, and he has to move into a short-term rental complex where he gets relationship advice from three older divorced men, which I guess are Tony Shalhoub, Kyle Penn, and Jerry O'Connell.
Nice. Kubar.
Yeah, man. I didn't know he was in again back into TV.
I guess they finished a trilogy of Harold and Kumar movies.
Yeah, I still have to watch the last one.
Yeah, so. I guess I do.
Divorce Men. This kind of sounds like a funnier version of Men of a Certain Age, which was on TBS like a couple seasons ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I never did watch. I watched a few episodes of it, and, you know, that was okay. But, you know, like you said, this hopefully will be funnier.
Yeah, or TNT, but yeah, TNT shows don't usually last too long, so with more exposure, this might, who knows.
They make it long enough to have maybe some, make it in a syndication, perhaps. Let's see. It's Tuesday night, ABC, starting from 8 to 9, has Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. CBS has NCIS from 8 to 9. Fox has Dads, two new debuting shows, Dads from 8 to 8:30, and then from 8:30 to 9 is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. NBC has The Biggest Loser, and CW has new show The Originals, and both of those for NBC and CW run from 8 to 9.
And The Originals is a spinoff from Vampire Diaries.
It is?
Yep.
So the question for anyone watching TV on Tuesday nights is, what are you DVRing aside from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Because I think that's going to be the winner. Clearly.
Clearly in our community, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday will be a busy night for me. That and New Girl from Fox will be the two shows I record.
It's definitely Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I'll probably be watching NCIS and NCIS LA with the Mrs.
Yeah. I don't usually watch The Biggest Loser until it's like summer or spring repeats. It's usually fun to watch on its own, but I'm not going to forego Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for that. I might check out... I might actually be forced into The Originals based on the DVR. If that's a Vampire's Diary spinoff, the wife is into Vampire Diaries, so I'm sure she's all over that one already.
Mm-hmm. That looks, yeah, it'll probably stick around because, you know, like the CW, I mean, folks love the Vampire Diaries, so that has a good, very good shot at sticking around. Plus, genre shows do well on CW.
Yeah, see how long freaking whatever that is has been going. Supernatural.
Now, yeah. What's Brooklyn Nine-Nine about?
Let me look that up.
I'm from Brooklyn, and I don't think I've ever said Nine-Nine. That's a new code for me. It must be like a gentrification code or something.
Brooklyn.
Well, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a laid-back is a comedy about a laid-back New York City detective who is told he must grow up and respect the badge when his new boss is a strict by-the-book type. It stars Andy Samberg as Jake Peralta. Andre Brower is in it. Terry Crews is in it.
Oh.
Hey, now.
Brooklyn it up there, you know.
Mm-hmm. That may actually, that may be worth watching. It could be funny. It's the show that comes after Dad's, Alex Sulkin, created show. And it's actually developed by, Seth MacFarlane, live action show. Starring your boy Giovanni Ribisi, Seth Green, and for some reason Wikipedia doesn't really have a description about it. It follows Warner and Eli, two successful video game developers whose lives are unexpectedly changed when their fathers move in with them. Sulkin and Wild are also executive producers with Seth MacFarlane.
Hilarity ensues.
And let's see, Martin Mull is one of the dads, I believe. So
that might actually be funny between Ribisi, Seth Green, Martin Mull.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Hold on 1 second. All right, well, Tim's getting laundry. All right, so
the show must go on.
Of course.
Separate colors and whites.
Of course. Alright. 9 p.m. Tuesday nights. The Goldbergs on ABC with The Trouble Wife coming on at 9:30. NCIS LA, Supernatural, New Girl, The Mindy Project. I'm sorry. Supernatural will be on the CW. New Girl and the Mini Project will be on Fox continuing their run. The Voice, I guess the recap from Monday, comes on at 9 on NBC. About a Boy on NBC. I'm sorry. After NBC does their, I guess The Voice finishes their run in the fall, About a Boy and The Family Guide will be the mid-season replacements for NBC.
Oh, wow. Is About a Boy based off the movie or the book?
Let's see.
That was a pretty cool movie.
Yeah, it says it's based on a novel of the same name by Nick Hornby and developed for television by Jason Katims. Successful songwriter and bachelor Will Freeman lives a carefree life as the ultimate man-child. His perfect world is turned upside down when single mom Fiona and her 11-year-old son Marcus move in next door. I've never seen the movie. I thought that was a Hugh Grant joint.
Yeah, it was Hugh Grant. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how this is going to translate because it sounds like it's an American-based show. It's probably not going to translate well. You know, the movies. Oh, movies that translate to TV series. It's not like a 100% success rate. You know, there's a few hits, but I always hate a TV series is not good when they have to put the series. And if this came out in the 90s, it would have been About a Boy, the series.
Yeah. Well, they'll definitely do that crap for Hulu whenever it comes out or whatever. But, yeah, that just doesn't sound appealing. I'm sorry. But, like you said, it may have a tough time, you know, translating to an American audience. The Goldbergs. It's a show that's set in the 80s and follows the Goldbergs family. The single camera series stars Wendy McClendon Covey as classic overprotective matriarch Beverly, her husband Murray, and her three children. Hilarity ensues somewhere in there.
It's got is that Jeff Garland in there?
Yeah. He's funny.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know about the rest of it, but yeah, I'd like some of them. Have you seen any clips of the shows, really?
All I know is I think it's made by the same people that made like How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
Or at least no. This is a Happy Madison Productions.
So, okay, Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler's deal.
Okay. Let's see. And then other new show, Trophy Wife. Oh God, this sounds like, you know, when I hear that name, it just sounds like it's terrible. Oh shit, Malin Ackerman is in it. It revolves around the life of a reformed party girl who ends up marrying a guy after she meets him at a karaoke bar. In the process, she finds herself dealing with his two ex-wives and their children. Holy shit. Along with the chaos she has to deal with when it comes to trying to blend in with this complicated family that she married into. And hilarity ensues.
Hilarity does ensue. One of the ex-wives is Marcia Gay Harden.
Well, oh, shit.
I don't mind that. I'll buy that for a dollar. Well, yeah, it looks like it might be funny. But, you know, it's one of those deals. I'll probably have to catch this, you know, when it's on. What night are we talking about here? Is that Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday at 9:30.
Okay, so, and that's okay. That's on ABC. Yeah. Well, if it's either that or the Mindy Project, and, you know, I'm not really into The Voice. I've watched enough of American Idol to last me. I might actually tune into this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 10 p.m., ABC has The Lucky Seven. Person of Interest moves to Tuesday night, which probably is a better fit for it considering it's following all the NCIS shows on CBS. And Chicago Fire, which is a pleasant, you know, that was a pleasant show to watch that was brand new from this past season. I liked it.
Yeah, not enough shows about firefighters.
And I actually wasn't that into it originally until I just watched it with the missus. Of, I'm like, this ain't fucking bad.
Right.
And it's got Monica Raymond in it, so at least you got someone to look at, there, fellas. Lucky Seven is based upon the British show The Syndicate, about a group of seven gas station employees in Queens. There you go. Play the lottery every week and dream about what they would do with the winnings. When they do finally hit the jackpot, the co-workers learn that money may solve some problems, but it creates new ones.
Okay. Yeah, I see the logo for it. It's the front of a subway train, the 7 train, which runs into Queens. So, yeah. Another New York-centric show, if you're into that sort of thing. I might watch it so I can feel homesick or something. You know?
All right, that's pretty much Tuesday night. All right, Wednesday. Here we go. Starting with ABC. The Middle at 8. Back in the Game at 8:30. Survivor Blood vs. Water. Arrow on CW. A surprise hit. You know, I don't think anyone thought a Green Arrow show would work. All right. In the fall, Fox will have The X Factor. And we're not talking about X-Pac's finishing move. After, in the mid-season, it will air American Idol. And NBC will air Revolution.
Now, Revolution has gained quite a following.
Yeah. What night are we on?
We're on Wednesday night, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so they're moving Revolution to Wednesdays. Okay. Ooh, going up against Arrow.
Yep.
I guess that's what DVRs are for.
Yes.
Yeah. So Wednesday looks like it's going to be a busy night also for television.
Yeah, it seems like pretty much Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are always a night that is kind of crazy. It's like there's not enough, you know, time to watch all those shows almost.
I'm gonna go back to Tuesday night. Supernatural on Tuesday. It seems like CW has aired Supernatural on every night possible since it's been going, 9 seasons or whatever it is.
Yeah, the only night I don't think
Mondays.
Yeah, I think that's the only night they have not aired it. They've aired it on Friday. They've aired it Thursday. They've aired it Wednesday.
And I think they've aired it Tuesdays before.
Yeah. But it wins. Everywhere they place it, it wins out. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they developed quite a following over the years. I just keep thinking, as the CW cancels shows and Supernatural sticks around, I wonder how many audiences have spilled over to Supernatural from other shows that were canceled by the CW.
That's a good question.
Now they've got rid of Gossip Girl. I'm sure a lot of Gossip Girl fans might go over there. Same with when Gilmore Girls ended, and you know, so many shows. I mean, it's probably like a very mixed fan base.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my theory.
And it's been in the game for a minute. Whew. That's a long time to be on the air.
Yeah. For a drama, anyway. I mean, and dramas cost money.
Mm-hmm. But eventually, you know, it all depends on how much the actors are getting paid, too. Once their salary hikes up, then they're going to be looking at that budget. So, didn't want to talk about Back in the Game. It stars a former all-star softball player whose promising career came crashing down after she had a son. Lost her scholarship and dumping her, lose her husband and her strange father, a once promising athlete whose glorious days were not as glorious because his career was cut short. Emmett has become a beer-guzzling, self-opinionated couch potato. So when her son decides to play Little League baseball despite having no knowledge of the sport whatsoever and gets rejected along with other misfit hopefuls, she, with the help of her wealthy friend, is thrust back into the sporting world by coaching a new team consisting of these rejects, which sounds like the Bad News Bears. Just saying.
Yeah, this is a very, very intricate, complicated plot for a sitcom.
It stars Maggie Lawson, which people, she's on Psych as Sean Spencer's girlfriend slash cop police officer. And that's pretty much it for 8 o'clock news stuff.
Okay. So Wednesday night. Now Thursday.
Yep.
Thursday has the spinoff from Once Upon a Time, airing from 8 to 9, called Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. I have no idea what the show was supposed to be about, but.
Oh, wait, did we skip Wednesday from 9 to 10?
I don't know.
I think we did 8 to 9.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we're on. We did 8 to 9, so 9 to 10. ABC has Modern Family. Super Fun Night. Criminal Minds is on CBS. God, that show's on forever. Law and Order SVU.
That, talk about shows that are on forever.
Yeah. Like 15 years. And they, Mariska Hargitay, she signed her contract, so she'll be back. Because I think they did a cliffhanger about her getting shot. And this is familiar, classic may remember this from Nickelodeon days, The Tomorrow People.
Is that bringing that back too, or is that the...
Yeah, it's based upon the original British series, which follows a group of young people who possess powers as the result of human evolution.
Sweet.
So that could be, and it's on the CW, and like I said, they do genres right, so it probably has a good chance.
Cool, I might check that out.
Alright, you got 10 o'clock, Tim?
10 o'clock, ABC has Nashville at 10, CSI is on CBS at 10. And NBC has new show, Ironside.
Ironside sounds familiar. Wasn't that an old TV show with the dude that played Perry Mason in a wheelchair?
Probably.
Blair Underwood is in this show. The plot of the show will revolve around a tough, sexy, but acerbic police detective relegated to a wheelchair after a shooting is Hartley... After a shooting is hardly limited by his disability as he pushes and prods his handpicked team to solve the most difficult cases in the city.
Wow, Blair Underwood in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
You went from playing Russell Simmons in Crush Groove to being in a wheelchair.
Yeah, man. He used to be the shit back in the day now.
Yep. L.A. Law.
All right. So... We're done with Wednesday night.
So now Thursday from 8 to 9 is that Wonderland, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland spinoff. CBS has Big Bang Theory at 8 and new show The Millers at 8:30. Fox has The X Factor results. NBC had, and that's from 8 to 9. NBC has Parks and Rec at 8 and at 8:30 new show Welcome to the Family. And CW has The Vampire Diaries from 8 to 9.
The Millers' Wikipedia entry is very short. Its life gets complicated for a recently divorced man when his parents move in with him. It stars Will Arnett. I think I'll be watching it at least for a couple episodes.
We might have to add Will Arnett to the list of people that get shows canceled. How many new shows has he been in that haven't made it?
Well, I remember Up All Night from the last couple years. He had, so that made 2 seasons. Well, I don't even really, more like 1.5, but what else has he been in besides Arrested Development?
Shit, he's been in like 2 Fox shows, that NBC show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wasn't he on there with Felicity on one of those shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's a whole bunch of stuff. He's done everything.
And also, speaking of people that always get their shows canceled, the dude that was in Vegas, he was the son of Dennis Quaid's character. That cat has been on, he was on that dinosaur show that was on Fox that got canceled. He was a lead in that, and then he was also on that Life on Mars show from like a few years back.
I remember the name.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he, that cat can't catch a break either.
Yes. I guess it helps to be married to Leslie Knope in real life.
Yeah. JB Smoove is in the show too.
Oh, he is?
Okay. Yeah, as Ray. So I'm assuming he's a friend or a neighbor or something, but he'll probably bring the funny as he's usually want to do.
Oh, yeah. I want to see who this Eve Mooton is, but you know, I'll find out that later.
Let's see. Okay, so from 9 on ABC, 9 to 10 is Grey's Anatomy. CBS at 9 has new show The Crazy Ones, and at 9:30, Two and a Half Men. Fox has Glee from 9 to 10. NBC has new show Sean Saves the World at 9, and at 9:30, another new show, The Michael J. Fox Show. And CW has new show Rain, spelled R-E-I-G-N.
The Crazy One stars Robin Williams and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, I just don't see Robin Williams in a TV show for some reason.
Yeah, because now you're kind of thinking of him just strictly as he's a movie actor.
Yeah, doesn't work.
This is beneath him, but you know. But, you know, Sarah Michelle Gellar, maybe she can do comedy.
Yeah, Rob Williams hasn't done TV since Mork and Mindy, and that was in the late 70s.
Oh, god dang, yeah.
I was a kid, I had a Mork and Mindy action figure. Mork from work. So, I mean, that can tell you.
You didn't get the rainbow suspenders now.
It was an action figure, and he had a spaceship that was the shape of an egg.
Which would have been cool as a kid. As a kid, it's like, well, it's an egg.
Yeah, you open it up, and there's more for more.
Mm-hmm. Spin off of Happy Days. Who would have known? Sean Saves the World stars Sean Hayes as Sean, a divorced gay father with a successful yet demanding career. When his 14-year-old daughter moves in with him full time, he's forced to juggle his work life, his pushy mom, and trying to be the best father ever. Determined not to give life a half-hearted attempt, he reads up on parenting and about keeping a vibrant family alongside a thriving career. However, sudden work pressures dampen his grand family plans and skew his work-life balance. Okay, that sounds complicated. More than...
Yeah, let's just say Sean Hayes in a sitcom. I don't know. I might not watch the show. I might. I mean, there's not much else on. Unless I check out this Crazy Ones. But I've got a new appreciation for Sean Hayes, not because of Will and Grace, although he was funny in that. Mm-hmm. But when he was in the Three Stooges, that movie, which was a lot better than I thought it would be. I thought it was just going to be like really trashy. It was actually a pretty funny movie, and he, you know, yeah, he was pretty funny in that.
Okay,
as Larry,
which you wouldn't think he would play that part until you see it. And I think I've seen the first part of it, and it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, he's pretty good in that, so I'll give it a shot. That's a good lead into the Michael J. Fox show, which I'm sure everyone's going to be curious about.
Yeah, and it's basically, the premise is that he's a guy that is struggling with Parkinson's disease. He had to give up his career as a news anchor and focus on his health and his family. 5 years later, Mike decides to get back to work and struggles between family and career. I just want to say one thing. Can someone please put, you know, can we end Grey's Anatomy, please? I hate that fucking show.
Yeah, I don't know why the ladies keep tuning in to that thing. And I mean, we're halfway there because Private Practice is gone. But you know, this is the, I mean, everyone's gonna tune into Scandal at 10. So you gotta keep the Shonda Rhimes train moving with Grey's Anatomy, I guess, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Scandal's at 10 on ABC. Mm-hmm. CBS has Elementary 10 to 11, and NBC has Parenthood from 10 to 11.
So the Elementary's go. Not too bad.
I've never and watched it, but I mean, I guess you can't go wrong with a show based on an established franchise.
Yeah.
And that franchise would be Sherlock Holmes.
Yep.
Not the Robert Downey Jr. variety. Which I have not seen either.
Those are good movies. You need to try.
But that's a good diversity of audiences there. You know, you're either into Scandal or you're into like the procedural, the detective dramas of Elementary because you're watching CBS, or you're a big family-oriented guy that, you know, or family that's into, you know, the mom and pop stuff. So you watch Parenthood. So it's a nice way to split the audiences three ways, and the rest of us will be watching NBA or whatever else is on Thursday nights.
I've heard good things about Parenthood, but I still have to watch. Haven't watched the episode.
I watched the first season, and yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. Friday nights, ABC.
AKA the graveyard. Go ahead.
Yes. ABC has an 8 Last Man and an 8:30 Neighbors. CBS has Undercover Boss from 8 to 9. Fox has Junior Master Chef. And then late fall, they have Bones from 8 to 9. NBC has Dateline from 8 to 9. And CW has The Carrie Diaries from 8 to 9.
So are these kids making these meals on Junior Master Chef? Or
I haven't watched any of the cooking shows, so I don't know.
Well, Master Chef, that's where Gordon Ramsay doesn't quite yell as much as he does on Hell's Kitchen or on Kitchen Nightmares.
Oh, okay. Junior Master Chef. This is like when they had American Kids, the kids' version of American Idol. What are these kids going to be making? Like French toast? Waffles? Yeah.
Like,
your cereal's a little soggy.
You could do better.
Yeah.
And then they don't get their apron or whatever, and they can't go on to the next level.
Is this how you cut the crust off a peanut butter jelly sandwich? I think not. Try it again.
Good day, sir. Good day. Exactly. So, yeah. That sounds like crap.
Let's see. 9 o'clock. ABC has Shark Tank from 9 to 10. Wow, CBS moves Hawaii 5-0 to 9 to 10.
Oh, yeah, that's a definite fuck you.
That was one of their better shows at one point. They were doing good ratings on Monday nights.
Could be they're looking for it to carry Friday nights for them. But didn't they put numbers on Friday night at once a time?
Yep, because I used to watch it. I didn't watch it regularly, but I'd be at home on a Friday and flip my channel. I was like, oh, numbers. This looks kind of interesting. They'd be doing something slick with numbers, and then it catch my attention, and I just keep it there the rest of the night.
Sounds like what they're banking on.
Fox has Sleepy Hollow encores, Raisin Hope, and Enlisted. And I guess Enlisted is slated for late fall. So I guess they're going to be rotating shows. NBC has Grimm still at 9 to 10. I guess that's its permanent home. And CW has America's Next Top Model from 9 to 10. And no thoughts, really?
And well, didn't they say last season was America's Next Top Model's last year? Or is it just keep on going?
Who knows?
Enlisted is about three very different brothers, each enlisted in army, who find themselves all stationed at the same Florida military base. When the majority of the base is deployed overseas, the brothers are assigned to the rear detachment. The soldiers left behind to take care of the base while working together, along with all the other misfits on the base. The brothers are able to renew and strengthen their childhood bonds.
Okay. It's got... on the cast is Keith David, so you know, if he's going to be like the sergeant or something, he's probably, that'll be fun to watch him chew out everybody.
Of course.
Yeah, especially if you play any Call of Duty games, you hear his voice on there.
Let's see, ABC at 10 has 2020 from 10 to 11. CBS has Blue Bloods, and NBC has new show Dracula from 10 to 11. Because that's what you want to do, is debut a new show at Fridays at 10.
Yeah, about a long overused premise of a vampire.
Exactly.
And now, is this young Dracula? What's the premise on this one here?
He comes to London posing as an American entrepreneur who wants to bring modern science to the Victorian city. In reality, Dracula seeks revenge on those who betrayed him centuries earlier. As Dracula's plans move towards fruition, he falls helplessly in love with a woman who may be a reincarnation of his deceased wife. He'll be played by Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. Yeah. So, yeah.
This sounds like it should just be a miniseries or a movie.
Yeah. And, Crossbones, Dracula the series. It always comes back to that.
Yep.
Until they greenlight my premise for a show called Face Off the series. And I'm not talking about the makeup one, I'm talking about the action movie with Nicolas Cage and
John Travolta. And,
yeah. Every week he has to change faces every week. I think that should be greenlit into a series.
Hire this man, NBC. You can't do any worse. Dracula seems like a good follow-up to Grimm on Friday nights. You know, if you're watching Grimm, you might as well stick around for Dracula. But I don't know. I mean, they might end up replacing it with To Catch a Predator or something by mid-season.
Yeah.
Have a seat over there.
So what were you trying to do, sir?
Yeah.
All right. And Crossbones is a fictionalization of the life of the notorious pirate Edward Teach, a.k.a. Blackbeard, in and around the island of New Providence in the Bahamas.
So yeah. Vampires and pirates.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. This one is starring John Malkovich.
Yeah.
So where did you see the show at?
Crossbones. I just looked it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, but I don't see it listed anywhere.
It's on NBC for mid-season.
Oh.
Yeah, when Dracula, you know, goes down, which is probably expected to, they'll probably do Crossbones. Mm-hmm. And then once that goes down, then it's more To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Various Dateline specials.
Okay, and to end things on Saturday, ABC has Saturday Night College Football All Night. CBS has Comedy Time Saturday up until 10 and then 48 hours. Fox has Fox Sports Saturday. And at 10:30, supposedly, they have the 11 p.m. Animation Domination HD, whatever that is. And NBC has Encore Programming, which is basically just reruns of from shows that aired earlier in the week.
Yeah. All that's just to kill time until Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Or whatever you're going to rent from the Red Box or watch on Netflix Instant Stream.
Yeah. Or UFC pay-per-views or any Floyd Mayweather fights.
Mm-hmm. Or Manny Pacquiao fights.
There you go.
Did you want to read through Eclectic's list, Tim?
Thank you for reminding me.
That's what I'm here for.
This is from our good buddy at Eclectic on Twitter and also at PodcastEDP. Go to his website, eclecticrelaxation.com. Eclectic spelled ECLECTIK. And a couple weeks ago, on May 20th, he released his What's Eclectic Watching 2013 Fall TV schedule. So just going to go down and read the shows he's looking forward to. Let's see, Mondays at 8 o'clock, Almost Human on Fox. Says J.J. Abrams again, cop who's been in a coma for 2 years gets an android partner. and he has a trailer for it posted. At 8:30, he has We Are Men on CBS. Tony Shalhoub back on
Shalhoub
back on TV is good enough for me. It has Jerry O'Connell in it, so it probably won't last long. As we mentioned earlier. 10 o'clock, he has Hostages from CBS. Rogue FBI agent wants to kill the president. Seems like something. And 10 on CBS. Okay, mid-season. Yeah, 10 o'clock mid-season on CBS is Intelligence. Sawyer from Lost has a computer in his brain and has a keeper slash handler who's trying to keep him safe while they solve stuff.
Ain't that Chuck?
Yes.
Chuck.
So he's less goofy Chuck, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And 10 o'clock, The Blacklist on NBC. New show with James Spader. I'm a James Spader fan, FBI most wanted, guy who turns himself in to assist in solving crimes. I'm in. Tuesdays, 8 p.m., Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC. I don't need to say anything about this. Let's collect this quote. I agree. 8:30, Brooklyn 9-9 from Fox. Andy Samberg, gotta be kinda funny, no? Wonder why he didn't get a NBC show, though. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, he is a Saturday night alum, so.
And then it's on Fox, so it probably won't last. 9 o'clock on CBS's NCIS Los Angeles. Not sure why I still watch this. It's kinda interesting. I'm an LL fan. Oh, and Daniela Rua.
Yes.
I have to Google her.
Yeah, let's click that link. It pops up for the appreciation page on his site.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. He does his homework.
9 o'clock.
Oh yeah.
9 o'clock on ABC is The Goldbergs. Looks like Wonder Years, but the 80s, and since that is my favorite decade, I'll give it a shot. 10 o'clock, CBS's Persons of Interest. Still a pretty good show. Wonder how the next season will go with the twist from the finale. Wednesday, 8 o'clock on CBS's Survivor. My reality show rule applies. Watch till my show girlfriend is voted off. 8 o'clock is Arrow on CW. Great show, still sour about no superpowers, but maybe the Amazon show will happen now. 8 o'clock, Revolution on NBC. I don't know what they will do for a second season, and surprisingly it didn't get canceled, so I'm still in. 9 o'clock, Modern Family on ABC. Not as funny as it used to be. Lily makes the show now. Lily, is that the... That's one of their daughters.
Yeah, I think that's the oldest. I think that's the oldest one.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait, Lily. Oh, Lily's the adopted Asian girl. I think. Yeah, for the gay couple.
Oh, bad.
Yeah, Lily. Okay, 9 o'clock, The Tomorrow People on CW. Superpowers, a kid that can teleport and finds out he's part of the Tomorrow People, some evolved humans, and they're being hunted. Huh. Okay. Look at that. Thursday, 8 o'clock on NBC is Parks and Recreation. Gotta watch. 9:30, The Michael J. Fox Show on NBC. MJF back on NBC. After the hilarious stint on The Larry David Show, I'm ready for some more Fox. 10 o'clock on CBS is Elementary. My lust for Lucy Liu is the only thing keeping this on my TiVo. It's drab. Hopefully it'll pick up. And 10 o'clock Scandal on ABC. You already know. Fridays on ABC at 9 is Shark Tank. I love this show. Can't stand the female sharks though. Either one. Sunday, 8 o'clock on ABC is Once Upon a Time. I will watch this. I will not watch the Alice in Wonderland spinoff. That looks whack. Besides, I go where the evil queen goes.
Yes.
9 o'clock. Oh, so Alice is getting her own show? So that's what Alice
is going to... Yeah, that's the spinoff.
Alice is the short-haired blonde, or black-haired chick, right? On that show, I believe. I think.
Not sure.
Anyway.
Yeah, wouldn't she be blonde?
That's what I always thought. But she has black hair, and it's short. So, whatever. 9 o'clock on on ABC is Revenge. Everyone has had Revenge. Where is this show going now? Don't know, we'll watch. 9 o'clock, Family Guy, I'm Fox. Funniest animated show on TV, then Archer. 9 o'clock on Showtime is Homeland. Gotta watch Crazy Eyes Carrie. Would there be no Brody this season? And 10 o'clock is, on TNT is Fallen Skies. Another show surprisingly not canceled. It's pretty good too. Can't wait. Let's see. He has the others. ABC. Resurrection mid-season. People coming back from the dead decades later. At the same age they died. Okay. Mythology mid-season. This show takes place at a bar in one night. The whole season. One bar, one night. Maybe?
What, are they going to tell a lot of flashbacks? I mean, I've been to bars before. And I've never had a full season's worth of a show happen in a night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds weird. I'm not sure how that's going to work.
I met your mother in the bar.
Oh, God.
The series.
And let's see. Fox has Gang Related mid-season. Locke from Lost and RZA taking on organized crime. Oh. Come on, man. I have to watch this.
That does sound like the movie, Jim Belushi and Tupac Shakur.
Yeah, that's the first thing that came into my mind. I'm like, the series?
Gang Related, the series.
All I need is the Death Row soundtrack.
Yeah.
Summer viewing. These shows will be on soon and probably done before my fall schedule kicks in. Gotta watch some shows to pass the time, no? So this is month by month, starting with the summer. He has May, Master Chef, Best Cooking Reality Show on TV. June has Big Brother, Magic City, King and Maxwell. July. Wait, can Eastbound and Down's coming back?
Yeah.
That was canceled.
Yeah. I don't know how he could possibly bring it back after that finale, but it's coming back.
So yeah, Eastbound and Down, Franklin, Brat Bash, The Newsroom, Royal Pains, and Suits. I agree with most of that except for Newsroom.
I like Newsroom.
And all they do is just talk fast. Them and
the Aaron Sorkin deal, so if you're into, you know, West Wing type stuff.
Yeah.
August has White Collar and Breaking Bad. September has South Park. October has The League. And that's it.
I was sticking around with Newsroom, you know, hoping that Olivia Munn would eventually show her, you know, her breast or whatever, but she wound up doing that in Magic White and Magic Mike, so.
Oh, she's it?
Yep.
They can't be that big, so.
I'm just saying, we're still breasts.
They can't be that big.
I mean, she hasn't looked that busty anyway, so.
No, still. I mean, still. It's boobs.
Yeah.
Gotta see them.
Yeah.
There's a list, Tim.
I don't know. She doesn't. She's not all that to me.
Here, did we come up with a list while we were doing the Newsity episode of the Cold Slither Show?
No.
Want to see Naked?
Yeah. She wouldn't make my list.
Wow. All right, Tim. That's your brother, Adam.
I can find plenty others on this TV list.
Oh yeah, you had an elaborate list.
Any of the chicks on that fire show up on Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, America's Next Top Model even.
Yeah, King Power's like some busty. Now I'm looking at Daniela Rua's appreciation page.
Yes.
Nice plug for Eclectic's site.
Yes, yeah, so check that out. She looks familiar. What else has she been on?
I'm not real sure. Yeah. Probably, you probably look it up on IMDb.
Yeah, I'll be looking that up. So, that is our show tonight. I think we hit everything. I believe we did. I'm going to assume we did. So, I want to thank Classic Material for joining us tonight. Go ahead and do some plugging.
All right. Yeah, man. Check me out. You know, I'm here with this guy, Tim D-O-double-G. We are co-hosts with Eclectic, who you heard about his site on the Cold Slither podcast. And I'm also the host of the one-on-one episodic interview series, Classic Team Up. That's where I get my Inside the Active Studio on with a guest of my choosing. You can check out both shows on the same podcast feed at the same site, ColdSlitherPodcast.com, or just look for Cold Slither Podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or wherever fine podcasts can be found. And follow me on Twitter at ClassicTeria. That's ClassicTeria. Thanks again so much, guys, for having me on.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for joining us. And let's see, our personal Twitter accounts. I'm at TimDOGG98.
I'm at @D_Adam_Black on Twitter.
And the group account is at TheClickNation. I told you all the other stuff to check out earlier tonight as far as our other social media sites. So just stay tuned to TheClickNation.com to see when our episode drops, and of course on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. For classic material, The Adam Black, I'm Tim D-O-double-G. This is the Click Nation Podcast, and we are signing off.
Peace.
Get your mouth teeth.
Bye. Richie,
the queen.
Bye.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Up in a body bag.